If you got to come to some of their revival services this past week, Sunday through Wednesday, you know, Brother Paul challenged us in a lot of areas. And I made mention of that on Wednesday night. I want to, if I can find my notes here, here we go. We're going to go to Revelation 3, brother, here in a minute. He challenged us to be responsible for the gospel. Be responsible. See, if you know Jesus Christ and you accepted him as your Savior, you have just become responsible for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then he challenged us to work in God's power. Forget about working in your own power. Work in God's power. His power is perfect. His power only does his will. So let's remember that, to work and be challenged to work in God's power. Then he challenged us to be consistent in our walk with Jesus Christ. Be consistent. You know, we want to give the same message the same way every time that we give the message. Thereby, people will learn to trust. Because, you see, that's how come we can trust God, because he always keeps his own rules. He always keeps his own commandments. So therefore, we can trust him because he is consistent each and every time. And then he challenged us to be motivated with God's word, compelling us by his love. Motivated by his word, compelling us through God's love for each and every one of us. That love through Jesus Christ. And then the last service, he challenged us to be in the Lamb's Book of Life. He talked to us out of Revelation 20. And y'all know that it talks about the books will be opened at the great white throne judgment. The books will be opened and everything will be revealed. But then there is a book that is called the Book of Life. There's only one of those books that's the Book of Life. You know the scripture that says that straight is the way and narrow is the gate and few there be that find it? The number of names written in that book only takes one book. Be a part of the few. Be a part of those who have accepted him. Because I guarantee you cannot go wrong. So be a part of the Lamb's Book of Life. Make sure before you leave this place today that your name is written down. Make sure. Make sure. If you don't do anything else today, I want you to make sure that you do that. Make sure. You know, we can walk in a lot of areas of work and business, and we can be a part of a lot of things, but not be all in to everything. Can I tell you that Jesus wants us all in to everything? He sure does. He didn't want us lax in our walk with him. He wants us every day to keep him at the forefront of our speaking, of our thinking, of our walk, our examples that we set to each and every person that we meet. Thereby, the world will know that you're different. The Bible says you ought to be a peculiar people. Don't go with the status quo. It's easy to roll with the flow, isn't it? You know, you don't cause any waves when you do that. It's hard to go against the flow. Because I'm going to tell you what, the gospel of Jesus Christ is against the flow of the world. So if you're going to walk with him, you're going to have to be going upstream. You ain't going to be going with all the fish downstream. You're going to be going upstream against the current at all times. But can I tell you that it's worth it all? In the end, you win. In the end, everything is going to be peaceful and wonderful. I read about heaven. I'm going to tell you what, radically different from the way we live here. The chaos, lies and deceit, fraud, abuse, waste, Y'all see that in the news all over the place now. The uncovering of the sinfulness of this world. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure. Can I tell you that God always wins? He's always in every situation of your life, no matter where you are or what you're doing or what's going on around you. He is always there. Let us be careful to never forget that. Then we'll walk, as John's series is, we will walk victorious in Christ. Victorious in Him. He is the only one that we can actually be that victorious in, because everything else is temporary. He is the only one who is eternal. And guess what? When you accepted Jesus, when you're walking with Him, you get to be eternally with Him. Man, if I don't light your fire this morning, your wood's wet. It lights my fire just to talk about it. Because it's going to be an awesome time to be living with Him. Can I tell you that sin is the problem? But Jesus is the solution. Sin is the problem, and Jesus is the solution. All you got to do is follow Him. All you got to do is go after Him. Get in this book. Let this book get in you, and you'll follow Him. Let's go to Revelation 3, verse 14. Talking about a lukewarm church here. Talking about a lukewarm church. You know, all of these words in these first three chapters, most of them are in red, and that's what Jesus said. If it's in red, that's what Jesus said. Okay? So, verse 14, chapter 3 of the book of Revelations, it says, and the angel of the church, that word angel can be translated as messenger. A messenger of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, that's Jesus. These things says the faithful, that's Jesus. This thing says the true witness, that's Jesus, the beginning of the creation of God. He was with Him and always will be with Him since the creation. And then He says in verse 15, I know your works and that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. That's the problem. That's the problem. Right there. That's the problem. Not all in. Not hot nor cold. Kind of in the middle. Well, can I tell you there ain't no in the middle? There's no in the middle. There's no line. There's no gray area. You're either in or you're out. You can't be in the middle, neither hot nor cold. Verse 16, so then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Some translations say spit. You get the picture. He don't like hot or cold. He wants you either hot or He would rather that you be cold, not lukewarm. Because I'm going to tell you what, when you're lukewarm, you got just enough to try to fool some folks and you leave them astray. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you're hot on fire with the Holy Ghost in your life, there ain't no doubt about who you're serving. There's no doubt about who your King is. There'll be no doubt about who you are going after each and every day. No doubt. Can I tell you that doubt will keep you out? Doubt will keep you out. You got to have a full trust in Him each and every day. That's how we need to learn to live, is in a full trust in Jesus Christ. Let Him have control of your life. That's calling Him Lord. Full control of your life. He is Lord of your life. Savior of your soul. Yeah, you're saved. But I'm going to tell you what, He needs to be Lord of your life. Then you will follow after Him. Verse 17, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing. Does that sound like folks today? I am rich and have need of nothing. You know something? I don't need to go down there to that church house. I don't need to go down to that prayer meeting. I don't need to go down to that children's ministry. I don't need to go down there. I'm good right here at my house. God is with me right here at this house. Well, you ain't read the whole Word of God. God be with you right there at the house. But I'm going to tell you what. You know how Jesus served? He got out with the folks. You think about it. Every time you read about Jesus in here, he was getting with the people. Now, he went to get refired with the Father. But then he got over here and got on fire with the people. He wasn't a loner. There ain't no loners in the body of Christ. We in this together. Us-ins. We-ins. We in this together. You see, we need to act like it. And then we need to do what the Bible says. That's what an old Laotian pastor told a VOM representative one time. Said, what do you tell your new converts that are just, they're going to start facing all this suffering and persecution because they just got saved? And he said, I got three things for them. Read your Bible, do what it says, tell somebody else. Don't worry about the rest of it. Can I tell you this morning? You need to read your Bible, do what it says, and tell someone else. Tell someone else. How if you keep it to yourself, you'll never do any good for the kingdom of God. Amen. Besides that, if it's in you, it's got to come out. I'm going to tell you what, it ought to be bursting inside of you. It ought to be a fire that's lit. You ought to be able to fall out on everybody else. That's how the Christianity got spread when there was severe persecution. They just kept beating the fire and the embers went everywhere. And people's souls began to get saved in all of these other towns and communities and countries. And just think what could happen if one spark, just one spark, it starts a forest fire. Burn up a whole bunch of stuff. I would that every heart that is red hot on fire with desire for Jesus Christ would spark on somebody else. Because when you do that, you're doing exactly what God has asked us to do. Go and win souls. Listen to this. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, have need of nothing, and do not know. You see, you're lost in your own self, your own pity, your own things that keep you occupied instead of Jesus Christ keeping you occupied. You're lost in your own stuff. And he says, you do not know that you are wretched, that you are miserable, that you are poor, you are blind, you are naked. We are so caught up in the things of this life that we deem so important to us that we forget about the life of Christ. We forget about it. Let us learn to walk in Him and Him alone. Him alone. Can I tell you that there's a lot of threes in the Word of God? We're going to go a little bit further. There's a lot of threes in the Word of God. You think about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's three in one, isn't it? You know, Jesus was always talking in threes. He told us that we needed to deny ourselves, pick up the cross, and follow Him. That's a three. Because if you don't deny yourself, you'll never pick up that cross. That cross is heavy. That cross is burdensome. That cross will try to drag you down, except that you have the denial of self and the strength of Christ that's working in your life. And then that cross will become light. So see, you'll never pick it up till you deny yourself. You deny yourself, you pick up that cross, and then you can follow Christ. You it's got to be one, two, three. You can't get three before one. There's a lot of people say they follow in Christ, but they're only as advisors. They ain't working. They just don't call to be an advisor. You see, advisors just advise. They don't work. I'm sorry if that steps on your toes. But I'm going to tell you what, it's the gospel truth. All right, we talked about the problem. You see, do you know something else about God? God is able. I'm going to give you three things about God. God is able. He is able to help you today. He is able to help you. God is able. I wrote down some things here. God is able to save you to the uttermost. You think about that. He is able to do that. He is able to heal you of any sickness, disease, or infirmity. He is able. You believe He's able? He's able, isn't He? Just look at us. Just look at me. I'll just point the finger at me. Just look at me. Y'all have no idea where I was 38 plus years ago. Never in my wildest dreams would I have ever believed I'd be standing behind a pulpit preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'd do my own thing, my own way, in my own time. But God. I'm going to tell you what, when He gets a hold of you, you either say, woe is me, or you say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Many of you in this room, one day you came to the end of that rope and you said, yes, Lord. Can I tell you to keep going and never stop? Don't rust out for the world, burn out for Jesus. God is able to save to the uttermost. He's able to heal any sickness, disease, or infirmity. And He is able to fill with the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of other tongues. You can read about it over in Acts 2. You see, Holy Ghost speaks every language. You know, I've been in many foreign countries preaching the gospel, on missions trips, working with the people that I could not speak their language. But I'm going to tell you what, Holy Ghost speaks every language. Every language. That language of love of God is universal. Whether you can understand audibly those words or not. The fire of the Holy Ghost comes, it is undeniable. It is undeniable what it does in the hearts and lives of men and women. Undeniable. It changes us. Changes our whole being. That's why it says that we must be born again. Right here. We got to be born inside. Again, in the spirit. You have to be. Because if you're not, then the world has a chance to chip it away at you. And it's always trying to chip away at you. You ever heard me say it before? You know, there's four things always after you. Sin's always after you. But I'm going to tell you what, as a Christian, it doesn't have to have control over you anymore. Sin is always after you, though. He says it lies at the door waiting on you. Death is always after you, too. But you see, death can't kill you if you're alive in Jesus. Death cannot kill you. And hell can't have you. Hell cannot have you as a Christian. You have risen above that to heights with the Most High God. And the grave, here's the best part. The grave can't hold you. The grave can't hold you. Because one of these days, whether you go by the grave or you go because you're still here, you're going to be coming up out of that ground. All them molecules and them cells are all going to come back together. And here you go. Man, you talk about a wonderful time. What an awesome day. I don't want to be on the opposite side watching all this happen. I want to be with Him, going with Him. How about you? See, you need to make your decision today. Today is the day for that decision. If there's any question, you need to get it under the blood today. You need to get it right with God today. Don't be lukewarm. Either be on fire or get out the way. I can't say it any more plain than that. My English is not that good anyway. I say things like that's more gooder all the time, you know. Hey, the gospel is more gooder. It's more gooder than anything I ever found. It's the best. Think about it. Evidenced by the speaking in other tongues, as the Spirit gives utterance. Make sure it's the Spirit of God. If you break out in tongues, make sure it's the Spirit of God speaking through you. And that God provides that interpreter in that setting. All you got to do is read it. It's in there. All you got to do is read it and then grab a hold of it. It's all there for you. All you got to do is want it. You got to want it more than life and breath. You got to want it more than family. You got to want it more than anything. Even Jesus said, if you love mother, father, sister, brother, you love anything more than me, you're not worthy of me. Let's go after him, people. Let's go after the people that don't know him. That's our job. Let's be about the Father's business. Jesus even knew that at 12 years old, sitting in the temple. Did you not know that I am about my Father's business? That's what he told Mary and Joseph. Let us be about the Father's business. Whatever that he put your hand to, go after it. You see, because he ain't going to trip us up. He's not going to make me do something that you're supposed to be doing. No, you go do it. He's already got me doing something else. Let's go after him. Do not be lukewarm. Don't say, well, that's somebody else's job. That's a pastor's job. No, that's a children's job. That's a youth director's job. That is not their job. That's your job. God showed you. Get a hold of it. Run with it. God is able. And he always will be. God is able. He's able to save. It says in 2 Timothy 1:12, he says, he is able to keep what I have committed to him. He is able to keep all of the things that I confess to him. He is able to keep all of those things. He's a great big God. Let me tell you, he is able. He is able. He is able to heal. 1 Peter 2:24, he bore all our sins in his own body. So when we confess our sin and we live for him, we can live in his righteousness. Our righteousness is unrighteous at best. Okay? Only in his righteousness are you right. And then you will be in a right relationship with him. Only in God. Only in God. He is able to, and then it says, and by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we were healed. He is able to save. He is able to heal. He is able to fill. Luke 3:16, John the Baptist, y'all remember the other John? We got lots of Johns in this church. Lots of Johns. Got little John, big John, John the Baptist, John the Witness, John the Preacher. Lots of Johns. So you're covered. No matter what, you're covered. John the Baptist, he said, I will baptize in water, but there's one coming more righteous than me that I am not worthy to even untie his sandals. And when he comes, he will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. You want the baptism in the Holy Ghost with fire? You got to go after the baptizer, and that is Jesus Christ. Go after him. Ask him. It says in another place, you have not because you ask not. You don't have it because you haven't gone after it. I'm going to tell you what, it takes effort to do these things. It has to be premeditated. You have to intentionally go after him. Intentionally. Because if you're not intentionally going after him, I guarantee you, you ain't going to get there. It's just like stopping before you get to the back door. If you never take another step, let me tell you something, you ain't never going to get there. You got to keep on keeping on.
Brother,
yes, sir. Amen. Amen, bro. Praise the Lord. Y'all stay safe. So God is able to fill with the baptism in the Holy Ghost. He is able to do these things. I'll tell you something else about God. God is willing. God is willing to help you. Not only is He able to help you, but He is willing to help you. He is willing. He wants to help you. There's a lot of people that will say, I want to do this, but then they never do it. You ever had somebody like that? Oh, I'll come over and help you when you need some help. And then when you need some help, they ain't nowhere to be found. Well, can I tell you that God is willing and He always shows up? He's never late. He's never early. He is right on time. Revelation 3, there, verse 19. He is willing. Listen to what he says. Verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Be disciplined. Be eager. Be ready to go after Him. He is willing through this to help. I rebuke and chasten those whom I love. He is willing to help you, even though that rebuke and chastening sometimes will hurt you. It'll show you the right way. It'll show you the way you should be going. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. Be zealous and repent. Be disciplined. Be eager to go forward in Christ. Be eager. He is willing to help us. He is willing. 2 Peter 2, the Lord delivered righteous Lot, and He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. He is willing to keep you. He is willing. He doesn't run off just because the going gets tough. He hangs right in there with you. He believes in you. Do you believe in Him? Better yet, do you believe Him? You see, because the demons and devils in hell believe in God. They just don't believe Him. He is willing to save. Luke 19:10, Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. Can I tell you that He is willing to save? He's not only able to save, but He is willing. He's not going to leave you alone. Can I tell you that once He has called you, you need to go? Once He has wooed you into His presence, you need to surrender? Don't run off. You still have your own mind. And you can do that if you want to, but you're going the wrong way. Run to Him, not away from Him. Run to Him today. Run to Him in this service. Run to Him when the altar time comes. Run to Him, not away from Him. He is willing to save. He is willing to heal. You know, there were some lepers over there in Luke 5, and they said, if You are willing, You can make me clean. What did Jesus say? I am willing. Be cleansed. He is willing. Do you understand? He is willing to save. He is willing to heal. He is willing. He said to those four that came and tore the roof off of this house because they couldn't get in the front door. They tore the roof off and they let this man down on a stretcher. The paralytic man. It says that he saw the face of the four. And he heals the one on the litter. Will you be one of the four that brings that person in? You see, they may be paralyzed with fear, maybe not a physical paralyzation. Will you be one? Will you be the one that brings them in the door back here? He is willing to fill with the baptism in the Holy Ghost. John 20, 22, Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Acts 1, 8, Jesus said, "You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you." He is willing. He is not only able, but He is willing. See, you can't go wrong. He is willing. And then he gets to the good part. Revelation 3:20. He's able, he's willing, and he is here. He is present. His spirit is in this place. You think about it. God is able to save, heal, and fill. God is willing to save, heal, and to fill. And God is here to save, to heal, and to fill. But you see, you got to want it. And here's your answer right here. Verse 20. Of Revelation 3. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him." Do you hear his voice? Do you hear his voice today? Do you hear his voice? Do you hear that knock on the door of your heart? Because I'm going to tell you what, if you do, you need to respond. You see, the gospel requires a response. It's not passive, it's active. It's not something that we just do for an hour or two on Sunday and then we're out of here for the rest of the week. The gospel is something you do every day, every hour, every minute. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you can do the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're going to tend to your family, you're going to tend to your job, you're going to tend to everything that needs to be tended to. He don't take you away from the stuff that needs to be tended to. He only makes you able to do all of that and still work for Him. That's what He does for us. He is able, He is willing, and He is here. He is here. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice," do you hear his voice? Do you hear the knocking? It requires a response. He said, "I'll come in and sup with you. I'll come in and dine with you. I'll come in and have something to eat with you." Did you know that Jesus was always going to eat with somebody? You read the Gospels. The rigid religious was always claiming that he was going in, into the house of sinners and eating with them. Yeah. He said, "The well don't need a physician. Them that are sick need a physician. Those who are walking in sin, they need a Savior." You see, we didn't get saved to sit on a pew. We got saved to serve Him. Else, what are we doing? He is present this morning. He's present to save. He's present to heal. He's present to fill you with the baptism and the Holy Ghost. Will you surrender? That's all He's looking for, is surrender. That's all He's looking for. That's all He needs, is your surrender. Will you surrender today? Will you surrender in this place to Jesus Christ, to the Most High God? the ruler of the universe, the creator of all things, the redeemer of the world, the ultimate sacrifice. However that you see him, my friend, he's the best friend you'll ever have. Proverbs 18:24, the second half of it says that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that friend, my friends, is Jesus Christ. Do you need salvation this morning? I want you to come right now. We don't need no music to enhance nothing. You know, they told old Billy Graham one time, the news media did, that he was mesmerizing them with the music. And they was coming up there to the altars in a trance. So the next service, Billy didn't play any music. And the altars were overflowing. Do you need him today? You need to come. I'm going to tell you what, if he's tugging at your heart, you need to come. You need healing today. You want prayer. You want anointed with oil like the book of James tells us. I want you to come. It just take a few minutes. We're going to have communion here in a minute, and then Brother John's going to baptize. So if you need salvation, I want you to come right now. If you want a healing, I want you to come right now. Right now. That's all that it takes. That's all that it takes. Thank you, brother. That's all that it takes. Come on, Levi.